your submission and obedience to me is what opens the door within you for me to begin to move more and more freely. This includes those times of prayer and fasting and worship and your involvement with my word. All of this is involved in your obedience. And as you are obedient to me, then you change on the inside. And the door of the flesh is not simply open, but it is removed so that I can flow through you to bring about my will. Too many of my children find this very difficult to believe. They see themselves more as a member of the world than as a member of my divine family. If you are born again, then you are qualified to receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you are qualified for the Holy Spirit to move through you in the way that He moved through my Son Jesus when He was on the earth, and in the way that He moved through the apostles in the book of Acts. You're qualified for this. But your obedience to me makes it more possible. Continue to yield to me. Continue to make a decision that you want to be yielded to me. And then ask me to help you. I will help you be more yielded to me. You're the one who makes the decision. You are the one who will fully yield. But I will help you understand how. And the more this happens, the more of my glory and my anointing will flow through you. Do not see yourself as being too young, too old, too uneducated, too unworthy. You are my child. As my child, I do not focus on all of the things of the flesh that you have dealt with over the years. I focus on your potential. Yes, there are things in your life which need to be laid down. However, you have made great progress in me, and you will continue to make this progress if you will continue to press into me. So I say unto you, let me move freely through you, as I did through Jesus, as I did through the apostles, and you will see an amazing work take place through you for the glory of my kingdom and the glory of my Son Jesus, says the Lord.